Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get straight to what you really need to know. And you know, in our world today, everything's connected. Data breaches, well, they're not just headlines anymore, are they? They're kind of a constant threat, and sometimes they hit really close to home. So today, we're taking a deep dive into a pretty significant cybersecurity incident. It's hit a major Australian airline. Our mission here is pretty clear. We're going beyond the surface level stuff. We're going to unpack exactly what happened, who was affected, and probably the most important bit for you, what practical steps you can actually take to protect yourself. We've gone through a really comprehensive security analysis, plus detailed FAQs from the airline itself, so you're getting the full picture, no fluff.
Yeah, and this incident, it's incredibly relevant, even if you weren't directly flying with them or part of their program. It's just a stark example, really, of the challenges big organizations face keeping things secure. And it highlights why understanding these kinds of events is, well, crucial for your own digital safety. The lessons here, they apply pretty much everywhere.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Imagine like a silent infiltration, right? A digital ghost just moving through the system, nobody noticing for days. That's basically what happened here. The attack timeline, it shows the bad actors got in late June 2025. And they did it via a third-party service provider, one that's like deeply connected to the airline's customer support systems. What's kind of worrying is that this breach, it just sat there, undetected until early July. It only came to light when, you know, the company's own monitoring systems finally flagged some weird network activity. So walking through that, the report says infiltration via a third party. Can you maybe break down why targeting a third party is, well, such a common tactic for these groups and effective too?
Oh, absolutely. It's targeting a third party isn't just like a technical choice. It's a really smart strategy for attackers. Because, you know, your digital security, it's only as strong as the weakest link in your entire supply chain. Could be anyone you work with. And the intelligence we're seeing points to a highly organized cybercrime syndicate. These guys apparently specialize in the aviation sector. So we're not talking about opportunistic hackers here.
Right.
These are sophisticated operators. They're using advanced social manipulation techniques. Think highly personalized phishing emails, maybe even deepfake voice scams, things designed to trick even careful employees into giving up access. And this wasn't just a one-off thing either. What's fascinating, or maybe alarming, is this is part of a bigger coordinated campaign. It's targeting aviation companies globally. We've seen reports of similar attacks on carriers in the Pacific region, North American Airlines, international travel services. It's a systematic approach, almost like a global smash and grab on the airline industry.
A cybercrime syndicate that focuses just on aviation. That's incredibly specific and kind of chilling. Okay, so given that wider context, that coordinated attack, let's drill down into what really matters for people listening. What specific information actually got out? The report says the unauthorized access hit customer info across two different tiers. So tier one impact. This affected a huge number, 4 million records. The data exposed there included customer names, contact emails, their loyalty program numbers, frequent flyer status levels, and what they call a limited subset of reward points.
Okay. Yes.
Then there's tier two impact. This hit another 1.7 million records. And this tier, it involved more sensitive stuff, complete contact info, including postal addresses for 1.3 million people, personal birth dates for 1.1 million, phone numbers, different kinds, for 900,000, gender classification data for 400,000, and even special dietary requirements for about 10,000 people. Now, the interesting thing here isn't just what data was taken, but maybe why things like loyalty numbers or dietary needs are useful to criminals seems less obvious.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. Or perhaps where there's a bit of good news, a sigh of relief for many. The really critical, security-sensitive data, that stayed secure. It remained intact. So think of it like this. The thieves got the guest list, maybe saw who was VIP, but they couldn't get into the main vault.
Okay.
So that means your user authentication credentials,
yeah,
your passwords, basically financial payment methods, credit cards, bank details, government IDs like passports or driver's licenses, and the mechanisms for accessing your account, none of that was compromised.
Right.
Now, the insight here is, like you said, while your credit card wasn't exposed, those other details, the ones that seem less sensitive, they're actually gold for criminals planning highly personalized phishing attacks or social engineering scams. They now know enough about you, maybe your status, maybe where you live, maybe even what you like to eat on a plane, to craft extremely convincing fake emails or calls.
That's a really important distinction. Yep. So for anyone listening who's immediately worried about, you know, their credit card being used or someone logging into their account, the key takeaway, based on the sources, seems to be that those specific fears, while they can probably be set aside for now, that top-tier critical info, it stayed safe.
Correct.
But, okay, while that's relief, it definitely doesn't mean the exposed data isn't a problem. It just sort of shifts the threat, right?
Precisely. The risk moves towards identity fraud, impersonation, very targeted scams.
Okay. Now, let's pivot a bit to the airline's response. What did they do? Well, their leadership has publicly stated they've made transparent communication a priority, talking to affected customers. And they say they've immediately implemented comprehensive security enhancements, putting stronger locks on the doors, basically. Their communication strategy involves direct outreach, sending detailed notifications, explaining exactly what data categories were affected for each person, and also providing protective guidance and pointing towards support resources.
And if we, you know, connect this back to the bigger picture, this incident really does highlight why airlines are, well, particularly juicy targets, and face some unique security challenges. It's like trying to secure a flying city, isn't it? So many moving parts, so many connections.
Yeah.
You've got these extensive dependencies on third-party services like we saw here. They manage absolutely massive customer databases. They have to navigate really complex global regulations, GDPR, Australian laws, others. And often, they're trying to integrate shiny new systems with, frankly, quite old legacy infrastructure. All these factors create a very large, very complex attack surface. It's hard to protect everything equally well. And we're also seeing attack methods evolve. These criminals are getting smarter. We're seeing more advanced human manipulation strategies, like we discussed, supply chain exploitation hitting the vendors to get to the main target.
Yeah.
We're seeing extortion-based approaches, ransomware, demands to prevent data leaks, and complex multi-stage attacks where they get a foothold and then patiently work their way deeper into the systems.
Wow. With all those challenges airlines are up against, the crucial question really does shift from just what happened to, okay, what can you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? The immediate question for a lot of people will be, how do I even know if my information was involved? Well, the airline is sending direct notifications. So number one, monitor your registered email address, check your spam folder too, and keep an eye on your postal mail for any official letters. If you're still unsure or just worried, you can contact their customer service. But, and this is really important, use the verified channels only. Go to their official website, find the number there. Don't click links in suspicious emails or texts claiming to be them.
Absolutely critical, that last point.
So for your immediate protective actions, what should you prioritize? First, verify any communication claiming to be from the airline. Be extra suspicious of anything unexpected, asking for info or asking you to click something. Second, strengthen authentication on all your travel-related accounts. New, strong passwords. Turn on extra security features if they offer them. And third, of course, keep a close eye on your financial statements. Look for any weird transactions. And maybe update security credentials on other platforms too, especially if you reuse passwords, which you shouldn't.
Yeah, definitely don't reuse passwords. And to build on that, for enhancing your protection further, activate multi-factor authentication, or MFA, universally. Wherever it's available, bank accounts, email, social media, travel accounts, turn it on. It's like adding a second, different kind of lock to your digital doors, usually a code sent to your phone or an app. It makes it significantly harder for bad guys to get in, even if they have your password.
Right, that's a big one.
Also, consider implementing credit monitoring services. They can alert you quickly if someone tries to open accounts in your name. And review identity protection options. Some services offer broader monitoring and recovery help. And crucially, keep a record. Document any suspicious emails, calls, or texts you receive that seem related to this. That can be useful later.
Okay, good advice. And what specific threats should people be watching out for now using this stolen data? The threat recognition guidelines are pretty clear. Criminals might exploit this information through impersonation emails, very targeted phishing attacks. They'll use your name, maybe your frequent flyer number, your status level, to make an email asking for more data look incredibly legitimate. Or they might try phone-based social engineering, calling you up, pretending to be the airline, using details they already have to trick you into revealing passwords, financial info, whatever. You also need to be wary of targeted advertising scams that might use your personal details to seem more relevant and convincing.
Yeah, those scams can be very sophisticated. But on a more reassuring note, there are a couple of things the sources clarify. If you're worried specifically about your frequent flyer account being taken over, the sources state that account access remains secure because, as we said, login credentials weren't compromised.
Okay.
So you should be able to keep using your loyalty program, your points, your status without concern about someone else logging in as you. And similarly, your actual scheduled flights are unaffected, the booking systems, your travel documents, etiquettes, none of that was compromised. So your travel plan should continue as normal.
Okay, that's good to know. That clarifies some immediate worries people might have about their points or their upcoming trips. We also looked through the airline's FAQ section. They address some key questions you might have, like compensation eligibility. Basically, it depends on showing actual demonstrable harm that resulted directly from this breach. They recommend, probably wisely, consulting privacy law specialists if you think you've suffered damages. What about the resolution timeline? Well, immediate security fixes are happening now, but the full investigation and implementing all the planned enhanced protections, that could take several months. It's not an overnight fix. And in terms of legal actions, the airline says it's collaborating closely with law enforcement agencies and cybersecurity specialists to investigate fully and pursue appropriate legal remedies against the attackers.
And it's worth just briefly mentioning the legal backdrop here, too. In Australia, there's privacy legislation that mandates specific things companies must do after a breach like this. Notifying affected people promptly, reporting to the regulatory authorities, implementing better security. And because this involves customers globally, it might also trigger requirements under European data protection laws like GDPR and potentially other regional privacy laws too. So this could have cross-border enforcement implications.
Right. So it's complex legally as well. Okay, so to recap this deep dive then, we've unpacked the specifics of this, well, significant airline breach. We looked at the tiered data involved, what was taken, what wasn't, and we've outlined those crucial steps you can take right now to protect your personal information. It's definitely a stark reminder of the digital threats we face, but hopefully it's also a clear call to action for personal security.
Absolutely. And, you know, it raises a really important question, I think, for all of us to consider. In this world where everything is so interconnected, where third-party vendors are just part of how almost every service works, how does an incident like this really underscore the shared responsibility we all have? It's not just on the organizations, it's on us as individuals too, to maintain robust digital security. Because while companies are definitely striving for better security, and they have to, our own personal vigilance, that remains a critical final layer of defense. You're the last checkpoint, really.